If I had a naira for every time I was done dirty by a close friend, I would have 2 naira. And that's not much here, but that's because of the fact that I've only been fucked over by 2 close friends in my life. I know this is the first time on the podcast episode that I'm using the F word, right? 20 something plus episodes, not a single F word. But on this episode, I'm coming here to tell you that I've been done dirty by some people so bad that it's only God that knows where I would have been. I would say that it took me a while to actually process everything that had happened, because these friendship breakups that I went through, they did not happen at the same time. The first one happened, let's say, 10 months before the second one happened. And so while I was still trying to process, understand, and even grapple with the fact that, okay, I'm not going to be friends with this person again. I might not be friends with this person again. This person is actually going to be out of my life permanently. The second one then happened, and I would say that it's been over a year now, so I can confidently come here to say that I have taken out time to actually process these friendship breakups that I went through. And upon doing that, I then came to this painful realization that I was never the one at fault in these friendship breakups. One of the most constant factors that remained true throughout the friendship breakups, these 2 friendship breakups that I experienced, although months apart, was that I wasn't the one at fault. I was not the one who initiated or caused anything. And it was really a painful realization, because it meant that these people who I had a fallout with, in their right state of mind, in their very conscious awareness, they did me dirty and they were fine with just going about their lives, not apologizing. They were fine with not speaking to me for as long as it would drag on. And they were fine with it, right? There was no apology whatsoever for whatever dirty thing it is they did to me. Not until recently, actually. But I would say that it's very painful and disorienting to be done dirty by a close friend compared to being done dirty by a stranger. I think this is even common knowledge. This is general awareness and knowledge, because if you're done dirty by someone you just met, it doesn't hit hard. It's not hurtful. It's not, sure, you might feel angry. Sure, you might feel sad. If a stranger was to talk down on your dreams, talk down on what you believe in, said some hurtful things to you, did you? It's just like, whatever. Okay, this is painful. This person is shitty. Get out of my life. Okay. But when it's being done to you by somebody who is in your close circle, somebody who you would even say is in your inner carcass, the hurt is 10 times much more higher than it would have been if it was to be done by a stranger. And I would also say that there is then this tendency to not feel like you might be the one at fault. I know I felt this. And I think this tendency is even much more higher if you are a people pleaser, right? And I've mentioned in previous episodes that I did, and I'm not even rid of it yet, but I did have heavy people-pleasing tendencies. The desire to always not want to be in crisis or in tension or in a bad circumstances or situation or to be in anybody's black book. I did not just want to be at any wrong side with anybody, right? And so when you are someone like that, there is then this tendency to feel like all these problems, this fallout, this tension is happening because of you as a person. And like I said, I did feel this way for a very long time. I did feel like maybe I was too much, maybe I was even too less, maybe I requested for something too much, maybe it must be me, there must be a problem here, maybe I was not just the right friend. But upon this further realization, and upon this time I had taken to actually reflect on this friendship, I then came to the realization that, hold on, I was not the person at fault here. Like, I did think about this thoroughly, I did process it. Like I mentioned, it's been more than a year, and I came to the realization that I wasn't the one at fault. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Okay, Martins, you're not the one at fault. Anybody could actually say this. If you were to ask the person who you were even quarreling with, I'm sure they would also say, I'm not the one at fault. It was Martin's fault. But I'm coming here to tell you this with also proof. Although you might not be able to see this proof, but I would tell you that my proof of saying that I was not the one at fault was that a couple of months ago, I received an apology from one of these friends who had hurt me. And although that apology very, very lacking, that apology lacking in its content, from the apology, I could see that this person was aware of the fact that they did me dirty. The apology, although coming months after the entire fight had happened, whereby it seemed as though we're never going to meet again, this person reached out to apologize for what they did. And that entire thing now backed up my own information that I had been processing to understand that truly, I was not the person at fault in this thing. And I was really, really done dirty by somebody I had held so close to me, somebody I had placed on a very high pedestal, a pedestal that I had not even placed myself on, right? And so after this entire friendship breakup had happened, while processing all of this, I decided that I wanted to actually take lessons from what had happened. Because whether I liked it or not, these friendship breakups, although they were very hurtful, they opened me up to experiences that I'm very, very sure I would not have experienced if I was still in those friendships. They opened me up to mindsets and even meeting new people that I would never have met or encountered or had if I was still in those friendships, right? And so I thought to myself while processing this entire thing that happened with these friends that I did not want to look back at these friendships and feel hurt. I did not want to look back at them and just feel like this was only just a bad memory. I didn't want to think of them or hear somebody mention their name and feel resentment. And so I felt like I had to learn from this thing. I had to really understand whether I played a role in this friendship breakup. I wanted to understand whether there were lessons that I could actually take from these friendship breakups to actually help myself moving forward into future friendships, into future relationships with other people. And upon all the reflections that I had done, I had come to a couple of lessons that I would actually be sharing with you today, right? And I hope that the lessons that I'll be sharing would actually be very beneficial and valuable to somebody somewhere. Alongside sharing these lessons with you, I will try to be anonymous about certain details and I will share things as necessary as possible. And so without further ado, let's just get right into the episode. One of the first lessons I had learned from these fallouts I had with these friends was that if you feel it, you felt it, it's real. I was always a victim of this because I never really paid attention to my intuition. I never really paid attention to how I felt about somebody's action, somebody's behavior, somebody's microaggressiveness, somebody's passive aggressiveness. I never really paid attention to how I felt after someone did something. Even though it was bad, I would always say, you know what, maybe I didn't feel it. It was not that big of a deal. Maybe I'm over. I would gaslight myself into feeling like it was not big of a problem. I'm probably overthinking that horrible something that the person did to me. And it didn't have to be something big. Most of the time, it was just little things that accumulated that I would always push down. Alright guys, I'm going to briefly pause here to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Yonju Labs. Quick question guys. Do you know the usual cost of getting a professional website? Getting a professional website is usually very expensive. I'm talking $200,000 to $300,000, sometimes even more. And half the time, you'll still be waiting months before it's ready. Well, not anymore. With Yonju Labs, you can get professional and personalized websites for businesses, professionals, and brands for as low as 29,000 Naira. The best part, you get it delivered in under 2 weeks. Yup, that's fast, that's affordable, that's personal, that's Yonju Labs. And listen, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Literally, step 1, pick a template you like. Step 2, edit it, make it more you. Step 3, place your order, sit back, and prepare for more customers coming your way. Now, if you're not interested in getting a website at the moment, there's still something for you. Not only can you get your own amazing websites, you can actually make money through Yonju Labs affiliate program. Imagine this. Every time you refer someone, you earn a commission. Think about it. How many people do you know need a website? That's basically free money waiting for you. All you've got to do is send the word affiliate to yonjulabs@gmail.com. That's yonjulabs@gmail.com. And boom, you're in. And before I forget, because you're listening right now, when you're ready to get your website, Yonju Labs is giving you an exclusive 10% discount when you get started through my link, bit.ly/yonjulabs_almost20. That's bit.ly/yonjulabs_almost20. This discount is only available through my link, which is in the episode description. So really, no excuses. Check out Yonju Labs on their socials at Yonju Labs or visit their website, yonjulabs.com. Don't miss out. Launch your dream websites in under 2 weeks at a price you'd love. Yonju Labs. Fast. Affordable. personal. Now let's get back to the episode. And this was true for one of the friends that I had a fallout with, because I had always seen the signs that something was off in this friendship. There was a way this person would behave. There were comments this person would make. There was just an energy around this person occasionally that would not sit right with me. And I never brought it up to this person. I didn't bring it up to this person. And even if I did bring it up to this person, I would say it in a way that undermined how I felt. And one thing that this did was that it started building resentment in my mind. It started building resentment against this person, especially when this person brought their own opinion on as to what I did that made them feel a certain way. Whenever this person came, I was like, okay, Martins, I didn't like that you did this. Martins, I didn't like that you did that. What I would start to feel would be anger. I would start to feel like it's not fair that I tolerated a lot of what you did. Meanwhile, you are always just calling out my excesses. You are always just, any mistake I make, anything. It's just, a lot of people would argue that, yes, human beings are meant to express themselves. And this, my friend, did not do anything wrong in basically expressing themselves. And I agree, okay? Just like I'm telling you now, especially with this particular lesson, if you feel something, just mention it. But what I'm trying to say here is that the resentment came from me not speaking up when I felt a particular kind of way. Meanwhile, this friend of mine would always just speak up about whatever they felt uncomfortable with. Meanwhile, I didn't do the same thing. And it's not good. Okay, it's one of the lessons I learned. I learned to always bring up something, no matter how trivial it may be, bring it up. Because whether you like it or not, if that friend who you are always tolerating little excesses from, if their entire friendship was to have a fallout, you would feel hurt by a lot of things, but you would mostly feel hurt because of the fact that you tolerated a lot of things from this person and you were always swallowing a lot of rubbish and nonsense from this person, and this person could actually just cut you off within the blink of an eye. And so what I learned from this friendship breakup was that if you feel something is off, don't gaslight yourself into thinking that nothing is off. Your intuition is something really strong. If the energy feels off, if what they did didn't sit right with you, bring it up with them. Don't make the mistake, though, that I did make consistently with these people. What I always did was that if something felt off to me, if I had managed even to bring it up to them, I would always make it sound like it was not something very serious. This thing could actually be aching me. I could not have slept the previous night before bringing this thing up to this person. Okay, and after I have mustered all the courage in this world to meet them, I would then undermine the weight of what they did. I would then undermine the seriousness and the grievance of how hurtful their actions felt. Now, I'm not saying that whenever you bring it up to them, you should lash out. You should just go, whoa, you should just go kabunge on them. You should just, you know, be very disrespectful and go, no. Because there's a way you would express yourself. This person might now get very defensive. There's a way you might bring up something to them. They might get very defensive. And I will talk more about this in the second lesson. But from this first lesson, what I came to the realization on was that if you feel something, you definitely felt something. The second lesson I'm going to be talking about is say your piece. That's one lesson I had learned. And it links into the ending of this first lesson, which is, after you felt something, don't just leave it there. Don't just end it there. Don't just be like, okay, I felt this. All right, it's good. Let's just move on in good faith, hoping they will change. No, absolutely not. You should say your piece. And like I said in the first one, in the first lesson, when you're saying your piece to somebody, there's a way you say your piece to them. You don't say it in a way that is going to make them very defensive. You don't say your piece in a way that you know that you would trigger this person. You say your piece as clear as you can say it, as intentional as you can say it. You don't sugarcoat anything and then you leave it, because what happens here is that if you say your piece to this friend, if you said your mind, whatever happens in that friendship now, you would leave knowing that you've said your piece and that this happened because you said your truth. This happened because you were actually honest with the way you felt. You wouldn't feel like I felt knowing that you broke up with this friend. You guys had a fallout. And for a very, very long time, you had tolerated nonsense from them. Even when you guys were quarreling or falling out like I did, you were not even vocal about things that were upsetting you. You were still sugarcoating it because you had placed this person on a pedestal, right? And I would agree that all these things are easier said than done. It's one thing to actually come here and talk about this, and it's another thing to really be mindful about practicing this thing. But what I would say is that when you are talking to them, if you feel something is off with this friend, if you're talking to them, say your piece. Say exactly as it is. One thing that I come to the realization, and I would give you two examples, is that if somebody actually does care about you, if somebody does value you, saying your piece would not disrupt that friendship. saying your piece will not ruin the connection. If they do value you, they value your intention, they value your emotions, they value who you are as a person, they would then put into consideration what you are feeling and the both of you would work it out. I'll give you an example. There are two close friends in my life currently. I had a fallout with these people individually at different times, and how everything worked out was so surprising. I literally had goosebumps because this was one of the first times in my life that I had people who were very intentional about keeping a friendship and who were intentional about saying, okay, let's actually work this thing out. Now, this might sound somehow, it might sound as though, okay, my guy, you've not had close friends who were intentional about you before. Maybe I've had, right? But to the best of my awareness, these two friends became a very wonderful memory and a reminder that they are actually people who, if they want you in their life, you do not have to question it. I'll give you the first example. There's a friend of mine who once posted something about my Christian denomination, and it was a shade, basically. It was a post throwing shade at the Christian denomination. I will tell you that a previous friend of mine, the one I had a fallout with, one of them did something similar. Guess what I did when that happened? I just kept quiet and I responded to it, but what I responded, you could not even tell that I was upset with it at all. And so this time around, I decided, you know what, let me actually just try and bring it up to this person that I'm offended with this. I started to actually defend what I believed in. And we're going at it back and forth. And while I was doing this, just like I said, that it's easier to say than doing this. So while I was going through this, I was panicking. I was shaking. My fingers were actually shaking as I was typing. I was sweating. I don't know if this sounds very dramatic, but I was feeling like I might actually lose this friend. And something similar happened before with the previous friend, whereby I was tolerating a lot of things. What if me now saying my piece now ruins this friendship? What's going to happen? What am I going to do? But as we're going back and forth, what this friend did actually shocked me. As we're going back and forth, as we're arguing, as we're typing, this friend just stopped and was like, you know what, guy, let's just stop. I don't want to argue with you. I value you and I value this friendship so much. And I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have posted that, knowing that you were actually in that Christian denomination. I knew that very well. And I still went ahead to post that. And I'm very sorry about this guy. And all of a sudden, I can't even explain that feeling. But what came into my mind was, wow, truly, if people are intentional about you, you would not question it. You would know. They would make it known to you in more ways than one that you are actually somebody who they value, right? And we then worked it out. And currently, we're actually really good friends. The second example I would let you know, I'm just giving you all these examples. You know that saying your piece after you felt something would not ruin a good connection. A connection of somebody that is intentional about you, saying your piece would not ruin it. The second example is another really, really good friend of mine. We had an incident, right? Something happened, something we had been talking about, and things became heated up. We started talking, we started going at it back and forth, we started arguing. We started, again, the same reaction I had to that other friend, the first friend I told you started happening. I was like, gosh, I'm going to lose this really amazing person. But I feel this way, I genuinely feel this way. And if I stop here, if I just pause and start to say that it's no big deal, it's not a problem, I would actually feel very hurtful because I would just be repeating the cycle of me saying that everything is fine when nothing is fine, which will lead to resentment build up that might even explode over time. And so I was like, you know what, guy, just hold on to your peace, hold on to your opinion a little longer. It was not even dramatic back and forth, but it was a back and forth in a way that was like, this is how I feel. And it seems as though this person is not really trying to understand how you feel. And so it got to a point, as this back and forth was going on, as this back and forth was happening, this friend then paused midway and was like, guy, you know what, I'm sorry about this. I genuinely shouldn't have done this. You're right about this, but this is also how I feel, right? And I love you as a friend, and I feel like we should actually walk through this together. And all of a sudden, we fixed that thing together, whereby I paused, understood where this person was coming from, this person understood where I was coming from, and we then walked and had an understanding and made compromises that worked best for us. And currently, we are really good friends. And so all of these examples that I'm trying to paint here is to let you know that saying your piece as respectful and as clear and as unsugar-coated as you can would not remove friends who are intentional about you and would not remove friends who are meant to be in your life. Okay? Truly say what you're feeling. If that person is very intentional about you, you're not going to lose them. Rather, you guys are going to work it out. And if that person gets offended with how you felt in expressing exactly how you feel, if that person takes heavy offense, and if that person doesn't want to work things out with you, then and there, you've gotten your answer, right? And if you, and even if everything falls out, you guys have a very big fallout, everything doesn't go as planned, you would at least leave knowing that you stood by your truth, you respected and honored how you felt. And that person could not just take that. That person was not compatible with working things out with you, and that person left. You wouldn't feel like you guys had a fallout along the lines, and then you now bring up a list and history of things that happened. Instead, you will leave with your peace knowing that you were honest with this person, and that person just couldn't take it, and that person left. You understand what I'm trying to say? So we move on to the third lesson I had learned from my friendship breakups. The third lesson I had learned from my friendship breakups was that you can only meet them halfway, and they have to meet you, okay? You cannot fix a friendship single-handedly. My goodness. You can call me Bob the Builder of friendships. I was going to fix it. You know what? If you don't want to fix that friendship with me, fine, I'll fix it for the both of us. I would ensure that you relax, and I do all the hard work to ensure that you, I'm in your good books, that we have no problem, we have no tension, we have no... And it was so sad. It was so sad. It was so sad. I'll tell you this. It was so sad. There was a friend of mine, right? Not the ones that we have a good rapport now. Not the ones that we're able to sort out our stuffs. I'm talking one of these friends that I had a fallout with months ago. This friend, while we were in the period of having tension, right? There was horrible communication, not even on my part. Communication whereby I do say what I feel. This person is not willing to listen for days on end. The person just wants to express what they say without even listening to what it is I have to say. Me, on the other hand, as we all know, a very understanding and empathetic and willing to fix it friend is trying to understand where that person is coming from. But the problem here was that this person was not trying to understand where I was coming from. And surprisingly, I was not even budging, okay? I was still trying to ensure that I was understood. And while this entire friendship breakup was happening, while this it was breaking down already, I'll put it that way, I was trying my best to find the resources for this friendship. I was literally, you know what, if you call this dramatic, that's your business. But I was literally trying to look for resources. I was listening to podcasts. I was reading articles. I'm telling you the honest truth. On my way from classes, I am looking at podcasts on friendship breakups, on podcasts on different signs in a friendship. I was literally trying to understand because this friend meant so much to me. And like I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast episode, I had placed these people on a very high pedestal. I had placed them on a pedestal that I had not even placed myself on. I had never thought of placing myself on. And even as everything was crumbling, even as my opinions and what I felt was not being listened to and was being neglected, I still wanted to keep those people because I valued them. I valued them so much more than they valued me. And I don't know if anybody listening has had experiences like this with people, but after classes, I am literally listening to podcasts about friendships, reading books, and I'm reading articles, and I was literally trying to put in the work. Guess what this my dearly beloved friend was doing whilst I was doing all this work? This friend was actively looking for ways to actually get me more mad. This friend was specifically detaching from things that they knew that meant a lot to me, right? Let's say projects, works that this friend is in, and they know that their contribution and their presence to it meant so much to me. They were leaving, they were going out, and they were doing all of that just to spite me. Meanwhile, me, on the other hand, was actually really actively trying to ensure that this friendship works, okay? And so this little example and this little story I'm telling you is that you can never fix a friendship by yourself. Just like the examples of the friends that I told you in the second lesson that they wanted to work things out with me, and we joined our hands together and fixed it. If a friend is actually intentional about you, if your friendship is going to work, the both of you have to meet each other. If it would have to be where you guys would actually have to compromise and come to an agreement, and that works fine for the both of you, good. Wonderful communication, good understanding from both sides. But the lesson I had to come to learn even twice or more than twice was that if somebody is not interested in fixing a friendship, you would know. And don't let the tendency to people please or the fact that you think they are so good and they're irreplaceable make you look stupid by trying to do all the work by yourself, okay? Don't over-explain how you feel. Don't try to analyze and make them really see reason as to why you're feeling this way. So far, you're sure that you felt it. You said your piece very well. You defended your opinions. You don't need to consistently go back to them and keep on telling them, believe me, this is how I feel, this is why I think. Because human beings are not dumb. A lot of human beings are not stupid. Human beings, they know what is good. They know how it feels. They have the ability to actually understand who it is they want to understand. A good number of, now, there might be certain exceptions to these certain specific situations, but I believe that people who understand what I'm talking about understand what I'm talking about right now. So I'll just go on. Human beings are really smart. And so that person who is not willing to come to understand your point of view, who is not willing to work things out with you, the person is not stupid. It's not as if the person is not capable of understanding that. That person does not want to understand that. That person does not want to do that for you. And it's a lesson that you might have to really try your best to learn, as I am learning, in your life, in your relationships with people. Because people, like I've mentioned throughout this episode, people who are intentional about you would let you know multiple times and in multiple ways. And just like in the example I've shared, you would not have to guess it, okay? So protect your peace, protect yourself, sort out friends who are actually going to be intentional about you and you'll be intentional about them. I know this might sound very, very cliche. It might sound very cliche to say, but it's better to have smaller groups of people or one or two friends who are actually intentional about you, who you know you don't have to feel weird when going to meet up with them. You don't feel uncomfortable expressing yourself around them, okay? When you're going to meet these people, you're not worried about what they think about your dressing. You're not worried about what they think about your sense of humor. You're not worried about what they think about your style, your personality, your response, your jokes. You're just interested in the conversation. You're thinking about, gosh, how is this conversation going to be today? Oh my God, I wonder what we're going to have today. Oh, I wonder where we're going to go today. Do you understand? There's a drastic difference in this friend you're going to meet because you genuinely enjoy their time. You're not even thinking about how they think about you. You're just thinking of the time that you would spend with them. And a friend that once you're just around them, you're like, gosh, okay, this is something I'm actually feeling. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I'm feeling agitated. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And so, yeah, those are the three lessons I had come to learn. If you feel something, you definitely felt it. And when I say if you feel something, you definitely felt it, I'm not talking of every little bit of feelings, because yeah, sometimes people will hurt you. And if it's something that you can brush off, if it's something that, yeah, it sucks, it's nonsense, but it's not something that you see as very serious, in your heart of hearts, deep down, you know that this is not something that is going to offend you. It's not something that's going to even remain in your heart throughout the end of that day. Sure, there might not be any point in bringing it up, because you would agree with me that there are some things you might bring up to people and it's not just worth it. But if you realize that there is something that keeps on resurfacing, there is something that you're like, this thing is actually hitting me somehow, don't swallow it down. Say your piece, like I've said. Say it respectfully. Say it clear. Put it out. And a friend who is actually intentional about you would actually ensure that regardless of how busy, regardless of their opinion, regardless of anything, they will try to understand where you're coming from and you guys will work it out, okay? But amidst all of this, I would say give yourself grace, okay? Give yourself grace. Place yourself on pedestals that you would place human beings. Treat yourself with respect. And then watch how people will treat you. Because once you are pouring into yourself very well, once you are consistently aware of your self-worth, and I would say consistently because you don't just, for most people and for me specifically, you don't just stay and get aware of your self-worth one day and you know it. You would have off days. You have days where you feel like shit, absolute shit. But if you are consistently aware, reminding yourself and you are building yourself, you will be more aware of who is meant to be in your circle. You'll be more sensitive to people's energy around you. And your circle will be of people who actually uplift and enlighten you instead of people who pull you down and make you second guess yourself. Okay? And that's all I've got for today's episode. And that's absolutely all I've got for today's episode. Thank you for chilling with me. Thank you for spending your time with me. Like I've always said, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful to have a conversation with you, okay? As you're going through your journey of self-development, as we all are going through, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Work on yourself and ensure that you're surrounding yourself with people who are intentional about you, all right? Ensure that you speak up for yourself. Ensure that you say what's on your mind as respectfully and as clear and as firm as you can do that. Check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 Podcast. I'll be doing a collab with some other podcasters to ensure that I post consistently on that Instagram page. Check out me on Instagram at _GuyMartins. You can keep up with some of the things that I post there, like some lifestyle posts whereby I cook. I recently made popcorn and I posted it, okay? So all of you guys, I don't know how to make popcorn. You guys should bow down to me. I finally know how to make homemade popcorn and I posted it. But yeah, you could just follow me and check out what I'm up to or what I'm posting. You can reach out to me and we could have a conversation over there too. Don't forget to rate the podcast. Like I'd always say, please rate the podcast. It helps me reach more people. And if people come to the podcast, as Spotify has disabled comments for this region, the ratings would help people to actually realize that, okay, people actually do listen to this podcast and they do get value from this podcast. Okay, share the episode to whoever you feel needs the podcast. And as always, thank you once again for listening. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye.